Hello. You have reached Why Not at 346-6644 and 935-8203. This is Linwood and Hills bringing you another comment tape. This one issued for the week of March 30th, 1980. We will begin with our comment momentarily.
Hi, this is Jeff from Texas. And I think that the United States is just falling apart because they're not doing anything to they should fight for our rights and go back and get our hostages and I just don't think we're doing it right. Bye.
Well, this is a little kid at the park here. I'd just like to say, I don't really know what to say because I'm just calling here. I just want to know what's going on. But in case any of you have anything that you would like to say, why don't you call up? Why not? Oh, well, I just got him a comment. Why don't we have Academy Awards on our telephone? You all think about that. Goodbye.
Yes, this is Susan from Northridge, and I have a couple things to say. Well, first of all, okay, a couple of my friends, I want, the phone number to Why Not, and, I'm tempted to give it out, because whenever I've given it out to a couple of, my friends, and then my other friends get mad, because they think it's like, it's supposed to be like a private line and stuff, and, I was wondering if you minded if friends gave out to other friends your phone number, because I think it's stupid if you don't, because you'll never get popular, you know, more popular than you already are. And also, when I call up on, when it's outtake time, when the tape is on, some people hang up right in the middle of a comment, or right in the middle of a tape, and even though it, plays, keeps going on, I thought maybe, it would be better if someone hung up after a comment. So you know, they hang up right in the middle of a comment, you call up, it rings, you know, they come on, you need to know what they're talking about. So, I don't know, that's all. This is Cindy from Northridge. Thanks. Bye.
Hi, this is Sharon from Sherman Oaks. And I just wanted to know if you really mind, since I've heard some of your outfit tapes, and there are, like, nasty words and stuff like that, not that I think they're offended or anything, but say little kids call up and they think it's really mean, because they want to know. You know, they call up and they hear a couple of bad words and then, you know, it's a bad influence to them. And I just wondered if you prefer things like, if you had to say a bad word like blankety blank or beep beep, or if you really minded if you said the bad words. So that's all I wanted to say. This is Sherry from Sherman Oaks. Thanks. Bye.
Well, it's our policy, as well as most other joke lines, to really not censor their lines really heavily, like TV and radio is really heavily censored if you get around and think about it. And if you have to use a dirty word where the situation arises, all the power to you. Go ahead and use it. We don't censor or beep anything out on this line. What you leave is what you get played.
Hi, this is Stacy from Canoga Park. And I just wondered if maybe when you have your outfit and your tapes, you know, of one of these comments, if maybe you could say, like, at the beginning, there's two other callers that call in with phone numbers for, like, Odyssey and Duophone or Point, whatever it's called. If maybe you could say the number slower, you know, and not so fast. And I'm mainly talking to the people at Why Not, because, like, Bruce and all those people, they say it so fast, and so maybe they don't have a pencil and paper right next to you. You know, say it slower and tell them that there's going to be some number given. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Shut up. The strange feeling those last three comments were left by the same person, huh?
Hi, my name is Karen Weiner, and I'm in the Northridge. One thing that I want to say, I don't know her name, but the comment last comment tape, when I'm last commenting, she was saying something about the Olympics, the Summer Olympics, and she made a very good point. Now, these people, you know, they've been working their whole lives for this one chance in a lifetime, and I mean, how can we take that away from them? I mean, it's not fair to them, and the whole thing, the whole U.S. is really getting screwed up. People are really, you know, screwing us up. But she's absolutely right. We can't take this away from them, and I think that, you know, everyone should take, you know, think about this and really consider these people's feelings. I don't know what I would do if I was planning on going to Georgia, so this happened to me. But still, you know, they should still keep, you know, practicing and hoping for something great to turn out. I just hope something does go their way. Well, I gotta go. Talk to you later. Bye.
Well, my name is Shelly. I was wondering, I'm kind of new with telling comment lines and party lines and joke lines. I'm new with all this. But I was wondering if you could tell me, what is a diverter? I've been trying to figure out, what is a diverter? And can you please tell me all the local numbers for the 213 area? Please, I'm very confused. I would really appreciate it. And this is my first comment that I ever left. And you're great. Why not? Keep up the good work. So everybody out there, keep calling. Why not? Stick with them. Why not? Bye.
Well, a diverter is simply what it is. It diverts on over to another line. Let's say you call up a certain number and it forwards your call to, like, let's say a joke line that's usually outside of your local calling area. And that's what a diverter is.
Hi, this is Brandon from Chatsworth. And a couple of weeks ago, I heard Uncle Freaky on this line. And I heard some friends talking about him, and, you know, they said they liked him. And, you know, I heard that he has his own line out. If by any chance he does, can you give me some information on it? Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, Uncle Freaky runs a line, and it's called Freaky Phone, and the telephone number is 992-0999. That number, once again, is 992-0999.
Hi there, this is Dave of Culver City, right here on a Saturday, the 8th of March, 1980, and it's after 12 in the afternoon. Question to Lou Woodman Hills. What were the three records you played on the last week's tape? I thought they were very good. I wondered what they all were and who did them. I think they were good melodically, and the arrangements were pretty fine. And furthermore, my comment is, what do you people think of New Wave making the top 40? Because, I mean, here we've been getting a lot of things that have been hitting the top 40. Aside from Blondie, I have noticed that the Pretenders and the B-52s have finally made it. And KHJ, I heard play the B-52s once before, and the Pretenders. I mean, New Wave, I think, is really finally beginning to hit us. I mean, hit the top 40. And furthermore, I think New Wave still is as good as it was a few years ago. But really, when you get right down to it, when people say punk rock and new wave, I'd say that punk rock and new wave are basically the same thing. I mean, punk rock is the name of the music. New wave is the term that means a whole bunch of groups appearing on the scene at once. So that's all there is at this point. So everybody have a very nice weekend, and I'd like to know what those records were, Lou, or if anybody around there could answer. So, we'll see you later, and,
My name's Lou? Oh, since when? Oh, well, those records that were on the last tape, the first selection was The Long Run from the album of the same name by the Eagles. The music used between side one and side two was from Snowflakes Are Dancing by Tomita. And the end of the tape used the music from Rick Wakeman, and the name of the album was The Six Wives of Henry VIII. I hope that's right. Oh, well. And about New Wave in the top 40, I like that. And I like New Wave. It's a lot, hell of a lot better than disco, which has been a lot in the top 40 recently, but new wave is new face and in the big crowd out there, and I like to hear it a lot more than it should be on the radio.
Well, hello, Wynot. This is Scott Canoga, and I'd just like to leave a few small tidbits in the pot. You know, this goddamn Russia-Afghanistan thing, and we're going to boycott the Olympics. Well, as much as I hate to see politics and sports mixed, this instance does have its problem, you know. I would really like to see the Olympic stars go over there and really show them what to do with it. But on the other hand, I really don't think that they should risk their lives going over there right now, because shit, who knows what could happen over there. You know, remember the Olympics back, in 72, where they had that big problem. But, I don't know. It's really kind of a sad thing. And, that's about it, I guess. And all of you guys have a good weekend and all that, and whatever. This is Scott Canoga saying, bye bye.
Yeah, it's Rick of Canoga Park saying, whatever happened to your zygote, 989-0700? Looks like they have been really in the mud. I've been trying to get a hold of them, but there has been no answer, and they've been playing fake tape for months, and the jokes are really boring. So, if this answer could please, this question can please be answered, and we appreciate it. And thanks a lot, and see you later. Bye-bye.
Why not? I'm very disappointed in you. You never, ever play any of my comments. And you always play the, quote, regulars. Why not? Why do you do that? It's very unfair. I never knew the telephone was another politics.
I don't know how many people know this number, but it's the number to the Short Circuit. This is Casey Elliott. The volume on this thing is terrible. Anyway, the number is in the 714 area code. If you are calling from there, or if you want to pay a toll charge, Rashida sometimes forwards from Sahara. 714-637-8887 for output. That has two lines in Rotary, I believe. And 714-637-6626 for input. This works until 9 o'clock. I stay from 9 o'clock at night till noontime. I guess 7 days a week, I don't know. And when it's not taking the input, it also broadcasts the output. This has been Casey of Arita. Goodbye.
Hi, Why Not Callers. This is Vicky Canoga Park, and I was just wondering if anybody knew what happened to Brian's conference line and what happened to Montage. I've been trying to call, and all I've been getting is just kept ringing and ringing and ringing, and I'm not getting any answer from it. And also about Sikiton, you know, that's really, really hard to get to because it's busy, and I can understand that, but I think maybe he should get another, I don't know if he can do anything to make it so more than one caller can call, because a lot of people like that line, and I don't know, I guess maybe they could do something about it. Why not a pretty good line, and I also like that line. So, that's about it. This has been Vicky. Come at the time. Bye.
Since that comment has been left, both AWOW and Montage have changed their telephone numbers. Please call the old numbers for a referral. Thank you.
Hello, folks. It's Uncle Freaky Dan again. And I have some numbers for you. Are you hardcore dial freaks? There's a line in Cambridge, Massachusetts. It's called Phone-a-Palm. At 617-492-1144. It's okay, serious sometimes. It's kind of fun. Check it out. If you want something that's not serious at all, matter of fact, it's pretty stupid, there's a new joke line in 415 called Buckaroo Line. It's 661-0621. And another almost airline is in Baltimore. It's been around for a while, but everybody called it at first because it was a novelty to have lines up in Baltimore. But they couldn't relate to the weird stuff he was playing, and they stopped calling it. That was OKLUX 44, Lizard's Line.
This comic continued on side two. Hold on.
And I kind of stopped calling it for a while. I changed it out lately, though, because in the last few weeks he's switched over to a comment line. And surprise, surprise, it's good. It's really good. I mean, the topics are good. The quality is really good if you're not calling on STC. And ST Gibraltar is just totally shit. So if you have other means to sound a little better, use them. And he changes tapes all the time, takes input every week, runs about 3 tapes a week. It's a nice line. Anyway, if you don't like nice lines, you can still call my nasty line at area code 213-992-0999 or area code 415-474-0404. That's Freaky Phone. And this is Freaky out.
Hello, caller. It's Wyatt from Island Park here. It's a tone, I guess. Anyway, get a little short comment on the Lake Elsinore problem. I'm sure most of us have been to Lake Elsinore and been there, drove our boats around, water skied, gone on our camping trips there. The thing that puzzles me is that all these people that take the boats there and water ski and all that kind of good stuff, they're not really willing to help out since Lake Elsinore is kind of about 4 feet above its actual level and flooding everyone out. And, I mean, those people there are crying for help. I can't do it. It's too far away for me, but I'm talking about the people in San Bernardino and that area. Boy, it really bothers me. They won't get out there and help. And here they're crying for people to sandbag and help people move out of their houses and whatever. And, shit, everyone uses that lake, and everyone has fun there. But boy, when the problems come, it seems like nobody wants to help. Oh, well, that's all I have to say on a dry Sunday evening. Why not, callers? Have a good evening.
Bye bye. Hi, this is Country Lenore, and I'd like to talk to you about the subject of pests, that is, nuisances. And one of these is like bus drivers who drive away just as you finally run up and got into their bus. And another type of nuisance is that people, who, when they see any fat person eating anything whatsoever at all, feel they have a right to make a smart comment. And I think that in both cases, a water pistol full of butyl mercaptan, otherwise known as skunk oil, would definitely be in order. Thank you.
Can telephones help overcome faults? 6 months after telephone service came to Eagle Point, Oregon, Mr. T.G. Staley of that city claimed frequent use of the telephone caused all his hair to grow back in again. Pacific Northwest Bell generously agreed not to charge extra for this service.
Oh well, Al Bernay has 8 telephones, and it hasn't helped him yet.
My goodness, it's Monday already and still taking input. Oh well, I guess I'll leave my caller.
Maybe that's why I don't like Monday.
Yeah, really. Well, this is win-win until and with my assistant, Casey.
Poor assistant, Mike. Poor.
Oh, well. I'd like to leave a comment tonight about music. And I'm going to talk about modern music and about rock. It seems like 1980, I guess, the 1980s are going to be the decade of the female lead vocalist. It seems like in the 1970s, in rock music, the lead vocalists are usually dominated by men, but now it's a new influx of new wave. It seems like, God, all these new groups coming upon us have...
Deborah Harry of Blondie.
Yeah, Debbie Harry, and we have the Pretenders with their lead singer.
Whoever she may be, and she sucks really.
Yeah. Too sad the next.
Ah, don't knock them. I heard a few of their songs.
Yeah, they're not bad. Pearl Harbor and Explosions. Did they have a female lead?
Yeah, I believe so.
B-52s has a female lead.
No.
Well,
a female backup.
Well, I guess she can lead up.
She also plays keyboard, I think.
Yeah, with two females playing that group. And what else do we know? Well, Heart, of course, they've been around.
Well, they're classified as rock and roll. You know, speaking of rock and roll, I remember a time when a rock was something you threw at a car and a roll was something you ate.
Oh, well, this has been an observation by Little Bunkel with my rusty but somewhat ill-mannered assistant, Casey Orlita.
Well, thanks a lot.
Say goodbye, Casey.
Goodbye, Casey.
Goodbye, why not?
Hello, Warnock. Call if you do take interest. But I have a call for the unmarked, and I've never seen you take an interest. And also, if you've been this recording 24 hours a day, so I'd like to know. Goodbye.
Well, we take input on Friday. And we try to run 24 hours a day, God willing.
This is Aaron Northridge, and I just wanted to make a comment on human relations. People are really, really getting into what they look like and what other people think of them. And I think that people should be more concerned about how they are inwardly than how they are outwardly. Personality, I think, is more important than looks. And too many people are spending their lives looking in the mirror, making sure they look okay, while their insides, their personalities, need a lot of work. And I think that if people could spend more time with themselves, concerned about how they feel, rather than how they look, the world would be a much better place. Like I said, too many people are just too into what they look like, and they think, of course, the way you look is your first impression. People look at you. They don't know how you are inside until they get to know you. But it's still more important to be good inwardly than outwardly. To look good from the inside rather than from the outside. That's about it. Thank you. Goodbye.
This is Kip Santa Monica, and I've got a few things to say. It's really too bad they have so little comments that you have to make a tape for 2 weeks. While the new one that just came out this year called That Line has 2 comments a week. Okay, I don't know. I would think that you'd have more since you've been around for a lot more, but I don't know. What I really want to comment about is on Friday night there was a movie on Brave New World. I don't know how many saw that, but that was so bad. I mean, with the atomic and everything else, the Shakespeare for Savage. I don't know. I read the book and I thought it was much better than the movie. I didn't read Brave New World Revisited, but I don't know. I might read that. If anybody has read Brave New World Revisited, please leave a comment about that.
Hello, this is John of Van Nuys, and I'd just like to say that I think the animation on today's kiddie cartoons are awful. I think that Hanna-Barbera is one of the worst animating studios, and what I really hate is Filmation, because they're even worse than Hanna-Barbera, and that's pretty bad. So I think they should figure out a new way to make cartoons. Like, there's a new cartoon, not new, but Lord of the Rings, that's made by the guy filming live actors, and then he paints over them like they were cartoons, but there's no scenery or anything, so they just paint the scenery and add it on. So that's all right, but some commercials aren't really good, like I'm going to have a fit. Have you ever seen that? Now, that's not all right. And there's another apple cider commercial that used to be on, but they don't show that anymore. But anyway, In any case, animation today is pretty bad. And when I go look at those new Bugs, not new, but old Bugs Bunny and old Elmer Fudd movies and stuff, it just gets me really sad to think what those kids are missing. What were they were missing. Well, they still see it on TV, but still, they should have some, those things are so old that they can't figure out half the language, like Ultramaroon. Have you ever heard that? Well, I don't think that's very good. They should have some new cartoons with better animation, and they should figure out a new way to do it. I myself don't have any good suggestions, but that's all I have to say. So this is John of Van Nuys signing off. Goodbye. Later.
All right, that about wraps it up for comments this week. We will be taking input on Friday, hopefully. So, everybody, come on in and participate and leave your comments so you can be heard. And remember to call Friday. Okay, see you